TED Audio Collective.
I'm Elise Hugh with TED Talks Daily. In today's talk, we hear an important lesson about standing up for our own values and speaking up in the workplace, even in the face of threatening authority. In her talk at TED Women 2020, business leader Angelique Parisot-Potter encourages us to be fearless and reminds us how. This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Let me tell you a story where you'll meet the characters who I'll call Bilal and Brenda. I was working in a most remarkable part of the world, and one unremarkable morning, a colleague came to see me. She told me that Bilal, one of our senior executives, had been telling everyone I was being removed because I'd been messing with the wrong people, and now I was going to face the consequences. I wasn't alarmed because I knew I had done what I'd been hired to do. My job, dealing with thorny issues head on and leaving no stone unturned. In fact, in the months prior to this, we'd overturned more than just a few stones. Those details are for another time. I called my husband, James, to tell him about this bizarre conversation. And with what proved to be great foresight, he said, "Angelique, pack your things and call Brenda," in that order. I called Brenda. I'd worked with her for a number of years, and I trusted her. She was a person who'd recommended me for that job. I cut to the chase because my husband's reaction made me realize this was more than just the usual stuff I'd encountered before. And I say usual, but in that moment of clarity, it dawned on me what James had already recognized. None of this was usual. These irregularities, part of a pattern I'd failed to notice, were what I now know as open secrets, living beneath those proverbial stones I'd had the audacity to overturn. To my shock, I learned that this was happening because I hadn't tried hard enough to operate in the gray space. I didn't seem to know when to kick things into the long grass, and I didn't understand that this was how the system worked. The message, the implied threat, was clear. Over the next few weeks, I was replaced by a convenient yes man while I was still there. I suffered from terrible gastritis, and I pretended to our two young daughters that I still had that job. Leaving home every morning, dressed up as if for work, to drop them to school for 6 months. I did not submit, but I won't pretend that it was easy to speak up or beneficial in any way to me, to my family, or to my career. When we speak up in the workplace, despite policies to the contrary, whilst we may not lose our jobs, we are likely to lose the camaraderie of our co-workers. Disbelieved, ostracized, faced with under-the-radar bullying, you know the kind when you walk into a room and everyone stops talking? We think It's not my responsibility to say anything. So why did I choose to act despite the risks to my family and to me? The sin of omission is a failure to do what you know is right. When you stay quiet, even though you're not guilty of wrongdoing yourself, what will you have to live with if you don't take action? So who are you in this lineup of actors? The bad actor, the wrongdoer, the bad stander who benefits directly or indirectly and acts as a puppet for the bad actor, the bystander aware of the open secrets but not actually doing anything wrong, or the upstander? This is the person we want to see when we look in the mirror. I've learned three things. One, don't second guess yourself. When you see something amiss, ask questions, because it is okay to challenge those in authority. Two, don't be complicit. You always have the power to say no in the face of wrongdoing. And three, be an upstander. Speaking up is not about being brave. It's not about not feeling scared. But when you do what you know is right, you can be at peace with yourself. Yes, it is hard to say what you feel in the moment. Do it anyway. Be fearless. Martin Luther King said, "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends." So when you look in the mirror, who will you see? A bystander? A keeper of open secrets? Or will the person looking back at you be an upstander? I know who I see. I know who my daughters see. The choice is yours.
PRX.